The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Christmas is. How would you complete the phrase, Christmas is? As you think about that, here are details of the very first Christmas, the birth of Christ, Luke chapter 2. And Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. The shepherds. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Christmas is the wise men. Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. After they spoke with the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Those are facts of history. Now, how should we then live? Think about priorities for our time. Most adults are shocked each year by how quickly time passes, and almost suddenly, Christmas is here again. Traditions. Just think about your whole Christmas traditions list. The tree, the lights, special foods, and Christmas caroling. For some, the holiday tradition includes giving of time and efforts with a servant's heart, visiting those in nursing homes, or helping comfort and feed the homeless. One of the traditions that I appreciated each year was the annual motorcycle toy run. Each year, there are several hundred motorcyclists who gather for a ride through town with their bikes filled with toys and gifts for the children in our area. Having served as a chaplain, it afforded me many opportunities to remind folks of the real meaning for Christ's coming. Christmas is gifts. For many, the focus is mainly about the gifts. Some even center their gift-giving around the fact that the greatest gift was God's Son and the salvation that it offers to all. And that should really be the top of our priorities. Please invest significant time in God's Word, looking very closely at the gift of His Son. John 3, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. The reason for the season. Jesus really is the reason for the season. So Christmas is about Christ. And Christmas is a personal celebration. Your Christmas should be just that. Your Christmas. Personal, private time, alone with Him. When all is said and done, all the stuff of Christmas is just wood, hay, and stubble. While on this earth, we're responsible to God alone for what we do and say. And when we see Christ, it will be just us and God. We're not accountable for what others do. As you go about your day today and future days, remember that Christ is coming very soon, and Christmas is time to celebrate.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.